Hey y'all, what's up? Welcome back to another episode, another season of the Big Mouth Counselor. Y'all ready for this? Because I got some new stuff that's coming for y'all, okay? We got some deeper talks going on. We got some guests that are actually going to be coming on. And we just got a whole lot of new stuff going on. You know, I had to take some time to get away from the podcast for a while to kind of get my mind right and, you know, do the parenting thing and working. I got a business now. Actually working on my second one. So I won't hold you guys long talking about me. You guys can find all that information on the blog once I open the blog back up. But to just kind of open up the floor with things that we're actually going to be doing. I've been doing like a lot of therapy, a lot of mental health therapy, and I'm reading a lot of books and just kind of reevaluating and kind of going, you know, within and trying to find some answers and just try to figure out, you know, what's going on with me. And a lot of that came from really talking about a lot of things with my mom, with my sister, discussing some things with my wife and trying to overcome a lot of those traumas. And I know we've talked about traumas and triggers and things like that in an earlier podcast, but you know, taking the time that I did to kind of get away from doing the podcast and the blog, I kind of realized a lot of things. I mean, really, the only explanation I could just really say is, like, you know, just realizing a lot of things that I think I was kind of blinded from. So I kind of just really want to talk about that when it comes to still dealing with your traumas and really focus on the point of learning more about your parents. And, you know, I won't lie, I don't have the best relationship with my father. I didn't have the best relationship with my mom either, but it kind of seemed like this year we both been kind of trying to work on trying to better our relationship. And I think it was more important for me because I really was trying to overcome a lot of things. I talked about these earlier in the podcast about traumas and triggers, but I didn't really go into depth about a lot of things. And the thing was, it's like, you know, once you get married and you start having your own family and then start having children, or if you already come into a family like mine where it's already blended and there's already children there, you realize a lot of things about yourself that you didn't know because you never were a parent. You never had to parent children. And, you know, in my situation, I never had to parent kids who were 7, 8 years old. So it was a very, very different dynamic. But the older that they got, the older I got, the more I start realizing a lot of these things and habits and words and actions that I was using was coming from things that I've already known. Things were already embedded, you know, a lot of things that I believe. So it's like, when do you stop believing those things that you quote unquote were taught or things that you kind of saw when you were smaller? And I really want you guys to think about that right now. Just kind of sit in that question. You know, when do you stop believing those things that you saw as a child or those things that you were taught? And for me, that question kind of came with a lot of reevaluating, a lot of checking myself and being really aware of the things that I was doing, the things that I weren't doing. Excuse me, y'all. Things that I were not up. Jesus, what is going on today? I can't talk. My bad, y'all. The things that I was not doing. So, a lot of that, it made me really just kind of look at myself like I was like this ugly person. And that comes with the stages of you still trying to figure this thing out. You trying to figure this life out. You still trying to figure out this parenting thing because this is a first for you and it's a first for them. You know what I'm saying? Especially with being with children, like, they don't know you. They only know their biological parents. So they're coming in as brand new as well. And they're still trying to get the feel of you. So they're not really sure, you know, what they can and cannot do. So, you know, in a sense, sometimes kids do kind of walk on eggshells as well, the same way that you do, because you wouldn't know how to parent them. But I started noticing a lot of patterns that I was bringing over from my childhood, and that wasn't okay. You know, not saying that you can't go to your parents for you know, for advice, but it was really one of those things like, you need to figure out what it is that you believe in, not what your parents believe in, if that makes sense. And in doing so, going in and trying to figure out like what it was that I believed in or what it was that I felt was right in my household, it opened my eyes to really figure out like how to do this parenting thing. But not only that, it helped me figure out who I was. And listen to that good, y'all. It helped me figure out who I was. So this was like way bigger than just parenting and being a wife and being a daughter and, you know, being a sister. It's so much more than that, because when you dig deep into family, when you dig deep into your upbringing, when you dig deep into where did these beliefs come from, a lot of things just start to make sense. And, you know, if it seems like I'm just kind of like pausing, it's because I'm really trying to find the right words to explain to y'all like what actually started to happen when it came to how I was putting my thoughts into trying to really figure out who the fuck I was. You know, excuse me for the language, you know, like I said, this is, you know, uncut and raw for you guys. So I really was just trying to figure out like who the fuck I was. I'm not gonna lie with you. Nothing about that whole process, this transition is pretty at all. But that moment in time, shit was just really rocky. It was ugly. Like, it's just like really just peeling back like a ton of layers and layers and layers and layers and layers of yourself that you had no idea fucking existed, right? And I'm a very, very spiritual person. You know, I don't believe in a religion. I just believe in a higher power. I believe that, you know, who you call out to, who you pray to, that is your belief, that's you. I'm not judging anybody, because I grew up in a Christian home. I grew up in a Baptist church. Like, y'all, going to church every Sunday, revival, Bible study, all that good stuff. But as I got older, you know, like I said, you know, we'll get into that. But my spirituality is within me and is with my ancestors, those who have who were preceded in death before me. Some people I never got a chance to meet, so I only have pictures and really just dreams about them, you know. So with my spiritual journey brought along those things that I was really trying to seek and figure out who the fuck I was. And you know, whether or not you believe in the in another realm, if you believe in life after death, or even if you believe about, you know, spirits and just things of that sort, you know, that's you. You know, that's your belief. But those things really helped me and kind of opened my eyes into this real world thing and made me kind of realize exactly the type of world that we were living in and the things that really kind of coexist and things that, you know, that happen. So like I said, when you watch all of this stuff, it really makes you just kind of want to sit down and try to figure out like, where are you going? Where's your life going? Like, what are the choices that I'm making? Like, just everything. And like I don't really have a title for this podcast, but I really don't want to make it seem like I'm just rambling on. But I really got a lot to say, because this year and last year was really one for the books, man. And I really feel like now, like every single thing that I've been manifesting and journaling and writing about and talking about and just trying to, you know, affirm, a lot of those things are coming. And you know, it takes time and it takes patience, man. But those are the things that you will learn about as you learn about yourself. You tend to love yourself a little more, take time away from other people and give more to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Even the folks in your household. You tend to just kind of, it's not really like, not like you don't care about other people, but you kind of just tend to care about yourself just a little more than you would. And that comes with that whole, you know, just kind of sitting yourself to the side and just really trying to figure out who the fuck you are. It's like you're back here all over again for the very first time. And really, that's what happens. You know, when we tend to look within with no questions asked, just going in and just trying to figure this whole thing out, man, you start to feel like you've never been here before. And you start to see things in a totally different light. So I say all of this information to really just kind of be like on a positive note with a lot of things that's going on right now. A lot of people have been really heavy on social networks. It's really thick. It's really, really thick. And everything that I was going to come on here and talk about just instantly changed because the music really kind of put me in a mood, and I just immediately thought about the people that really, really need something a little different today. So if you are listening to this podcast, and I appreciate you listening this long, I really just want to send out some love to you today, some comfort, just some happiness, man, because it's really heavy on social media. And I don't know what you could be dealing with. I don't know what may be happening with your family. And I've watched the news, and you know, honestly, sometimes I can't watch it. You know what I'm saying? But I just really want to encourage you to just kind of take some time away from the phone, take some time away from the computer, the TV, all of that, and just sit and, you know, just be in the moment. Eat your favorite food, drink your favorite drink, like read a book or just look in a magazine. Like, just do something for you today for a change and just shut the whole world off. Because I feel like sometimes that is needed. We as people do not stop. We're just constantly, constantly, constantly on the go. And it's like it's a never-ending cycle, especially if that's what you were brought up to do, or just brought up to just be like, you know, well, I have to do this and I have to do that. And we got to change the narrative. We got to change our thinking. We got to change those habits. Like, you really just have to pause some days and stop and just kind of rest and just do nothing, you know? This is something that I'm still learning myself, but it is very important for you to just stop and just do nothing. And I just can't stress it enough that I feel this thick energy of just sadness and just like really just kind of like people are giving up and they're not okay. And I don't know who everyone is. The best I can do right now, if you're listening to this, like, you have every ounce of my comforting and healing energy and my love. Because today I'm actually feeling like pretty good. This weekend was like really chill and relaxing and somewhat kind of like I really wasn't motivated. But when I got up today, it was kind of like, you know, yeah, we're gonna go ahead and do this and get this stuff done. And I did. You know, there could be a million things that I probably could just write down and just be like, you know, I'm not okay with this. But today, the fact that I'm up, I have energy and I'm feeling great, and I did my meditation and my prayers, like, I am okay with today. Like, I am happy with today. And even if, you know, today may seem like it's, you know, it's really mellow, it's really gloomy, and even with everything that's happening with the world, like, you really just have to take a moment, address those feelings, and just like, you know, hey, everything is gonna be okay. Everything is gonna be perfectly fine. Like, if you need to cry, cry. If you just need to take a shower, no matter how many times a day, like, do it. Just do something for you. Like, just make sure that you are okay. You can't help somebody else if you're not okay. And so, yeah, just think about you today. You know, I had a candle lit and I have the meditation music going like I always do, man. And it's just kind of like, it's really just like a whole mood for me. And I feel like you guys should do the same. You know, light your candle, play some music, and just put some headphones on, man, and just zone out. Like, do something for you today and give yourself grace for those feelings and those emotions that you are feeling. Don't feel bad for feeling the way that you're feeling. Just go with it. Go inward, go with it, and just flow with it. Like, just let that shit flow. And for my smokers, I do not condone smoking weed or anything like that, but if you guys have herbs that you absolutely love to smoke, shoot, roll one up, blow it out, meditate, you know, cut on your water fountain if you have one, like anything, man, just in out. Do what is needed for you today. Like, that's the whole point. Just do what is needed for you today. I'm gonna let this play. And while y'all hear, you know, the crackling of the candle and the music playing, I do have an online business. An aromatherapy business as well. Right now I'm working on life coaching. You guys can tell, you know, with the podcasting, but we're constantly podcasting and life coaching, and I have books open to take appointments and clients. So look out for that along with the podcast and with the store. My other online business is called Mabel and Mary's Aromatherapy. And I myself actually make aromatherapy candles. I make aromatherapy room sprays. I do body oils, intention oils. I make bath soaks. I make soaps. And I make herbal tea. So, you know, if you guys are led to look on the site, it is Excuse me, y'all. It is www.mabel, M-A-B-E-L, the letter N, Mary's, M-A-R-Y-S, aromatherapy.com. And I'll try my best to put a link in the episode or just put a link in general on Anchor, but you guys can find me on Facebook at Mabel and Mary's Aromatherapy, LLC. Or you can follow us on Instagram. It is also Mabel and Mary's Aromatherapy. So yeah, you guys enjoy your day. And I'll be back tomorrow with another episode. And hopefully I can stay on topic and focus about what I really came on here to talk about for tomorrow. but hey, I appreciate you guys like just staying with me and talking with me, because I like to talk. So yeah, just go ahead and listen to this, and I'll keep this on for you guys for a second. Peace.